In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the new era, volume 15, July 14th, 1923. Jesus says to Louisa, "My daughter Louisa, the whole world is upside down." And that's where we are today. Everything is topsy-turvy. Everything is out of context, if you want to say. Everything is confused. We see it in our nations. We see it in our, even in things that are happening in the Holy Church. Everything is upside down. Everyone is awaiting, Jesus says, changes. Everyone's awaiting peace. Everyone is awaiting new things. This anticipation of what's coming makes everybody a bit nervous. The kingdom is coming. The new era is coming. A new beginning is coming for all of mankind. And everything is different. What's happening? Jesus is closing one door and he's opening another. And that's our Lord. He takes complete control over everything. He's in charge. And as when Jesus came to earth, everything changed. From that moment on, when he gave, when he instituted the Holy Eucharist, when he died on the cross, when he rose from the dead, when the power of the Holy Spirit came down upon Our Lady and the apostles through the first Pentecost, everything changed. Everyone was waiting for something. Everybody was anxious for something to happen. And it did. The kingdom of redemption came upon earth. It's the same thing today. Everybody's anxious. Everybody's waiting for something to happen. And what's coming is the kingdom of the divine will is coming on earth. A new era, a new beginning for all of mankind. So he says, those souls gathered together to discuss about it. And they are surprised at not being able to conclude anything and to come to any serious decisions. The reason is this is important to remember, God is in charge. We have to wait upon the Lord. A lot of us say to God, I want this. We pray, I want this. Answer my prayer. And that's not our God. God isn't our servant. We are called to wait upon the Lord. Yes, we're called to pray. That's what God is asking. But it has to be his prayers. And we say, as Peter did in the boat, if you are the Messiah, if you are my God, you're my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my everything, command me to come to you. And that has to become our prayer. It's take my prayer and make it your command. If this is your will, if this is what you want, Lord. It's a total surrender, total docility, total submission to our God. That's what God is waiting for. So people are talking about this. They're discussing what's happening. I find it very, very interesting that the answer to their prayers is the Book of Heaven. And most people are saying, well, I'd rather talk about this or rather talk about that rather than the Book of Heaven. But if they read the Book of Heaven, all their questions are answered. Jesus tells that to Louisa. Every question that you have, every difficulty that you're going through is answered when you read the Book of Heaven. Jesus says, I'm going to bring about the miracle of miracles, not just a simple miracle, like a Band-Aid. Like all those people that were healed 100 years ago, they're all dead now. Why? The miracle that they prayed for was a Band-Aid miracle. They might have been healed, but just for a short period of time. Jesus tells Louisa, this new era is the miracle of miracles is coming upon the earth. And that means it's not a Band-Aid miracle. It's a complete restored miracle. That we go back to where we were before the fall. That's what Jesus is asking of us. Are you willing to allow me, Jesus says, to bring you to where I want you to be, living in the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, so true peace does not arise with all the discussions that's happening, all the things that people are talking about, all the discussions. True peace does not arise. Why? Because it's not the plan of God. It might be the plan of man, but the plan of God is magnificent. It's unbelievable what's coming. It's, Jesus says, never seen before, never heard before what's coming. He says this. He says, true peace does not arise because everything resolves into words, but no facts. And that's what we find in the book of heaven. The book of heaven are facts. The book of heaven are promises of Jesus. The book of heaven are manifestations of Jesus. The book of heaven are the truths of Jesus. It's nothing less than that. It's he is saying to us, read, study, put this into practice, and you will begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Why? The Lord is in charge. And that's what he wants to, as he said, we read last week, basically. He says, I want to gather you under my wings to protect you. I need you to allow me to be your protector. I will hold you in my arms, Jesus says. And they hope, this is where mankind is right now, more conferences, more discussions serve to make serious decisions that are going to solve the problems of the world, but they are waiting in vain. The problems of the world are going to be solved by Jesus Christ. And that means that we have to get closer to Jesus. We have to be one with Jesus. We have to fuse ourselves with Jesus. When this happens, we become filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? We're trusting in Jesus. The final devotion given to the Holy Church that Jesus told St. Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church, Jesus says, the final devotion, you have to remember this, that I give to my church is to enter into divine mercy, the feast of divine mercy, the prayer of divine mercy. What is the prayer? Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Why would this be the final devotion? Because the kingdom is coming. And if we can't trust Jesus in these times, if we don't have confidence in Jesus in these times, we're not going to be able to enter into the kingdom. So the final devotion that Jesus gives to our church, divine mercy, is to trust in him. Because of what is coming. A new era is begun. It's already begun. And our Lord is asking us to enter into this life of peace, joy, and happiness, trusting in him, believing in him, confidence in him, surrender to him. I know so many people want to save their families. They're worried about their families. You can't save them. You're not the Savior. Jesus is the Savior. Mary leads us to her son, Jesus. Jesus is the Savior. If we don't trust in God, if we don't believe in God, if we don't hope in God, there's nothing that we can do. We will be flushed down the toilet, gone, because Jesus is our Savior. So when you're worried, when you're fearful, when you're anxious, when you're complaining, when you're negative, you're saying to Jesus, you're not a good God. I don't trust you. I'm going to worry. I'm going to either get a heart attack, a stroke, indigestion, ulcers. But when we trust in God, when we believe in God, when we hope in God, everything is fine. Everything is peaceful. Everything is joyful. Everything is happy. This is what God is bringing to the earth. It's his life. It's Our Lady's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. So Jesus says that everybody's waiting in vain because they're thinking humanly. They're thinking humanly. That's doing the will of God, thinking humanly. But what does the priest say at Holy Mass every day? He puts the drop of water into the chalice and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. What does that mean? That means to think from a divine perspective, to live from a divine perspective, to work from a divine perspective, not human. True humanity is the life of Jesus. Perfect humanity is the life of Jesus and the life of Mary that they gave to Louisa. That's the true humanity. So our Lord is asking us to let go of what we want, what we think, what we are doing in order to embrace what God wants. And that is to begin to live a life of happiness, of peace, of joy. So Jesus says, in the meantime, this is what humanity is doing. In this waiting, humanity lives in fear. There's no fear within the divine will. There's no fear anymore. Some prepare themselves for new wars. Some of the people hope for new conquests. It's continuing to live this life of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Our Lord is asking us. He's pleading with us. Let go of that. Come into my arms, Jesus says. Take my burden. My burden is easy. Take this life of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, given to Louisa, and begin to live this abundant life. He says, but when people are in fear, when people are preparing for new wars, when people are preparing for new conquests, these peoples are impoverished. These peoples are stripped alive. And while they are waiting, tired of the sad present era, dark and bloody, they enwrap themselves, They wait and hope for a new era of peace and light. The new era of peace and light is here for the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven. Jesus named this book in volume 19. Jesus says to Louisa, tell Father Anibale, this is the book that I want you to title, St. Honorable de Francia. This is the book that I want you to begin to live, this abundant life that I want you to live and possess. The new era of peace, the new era of light, the new era of joy, this new era of happiness. So the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven, and this is the great thing, the souls that are reading the Book of Heaven are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. That's what our God is giving to us, a life of peace, a life of joy, a life of happiness. It's a new beginning that's coming. So Jesus says, begin to live it now. That's why when I see the souls who are reading the Book of Heaven, they're filled with peace. They're filled with joy. They're filled with happiness. I guarantee you, if you read, if you study, if you put into practice the Book of Heaven, you can never be the same anymore. You will be filled with heaven, peace, joy, and happiness. And the more that we read, the more Jesus speaks to our hearts, our minds, our souls, the more Jesus brings us to live his life, Our Lady's life that was given to Louisa. These are extraordinary times. Our God loves us very much. So we'll end with this blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of the cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray that all be divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.